So I want to move on and finish out talking about hepatocellular cancer that you spoke about at the symposium. And the first patient is actually a patient where there was an issue with treatment of metastatic disease. It was a 69-year-old man with Child Pugh A cirrhosis who initially had a T2N0 hepatocellular cancer and got transplant. So this patient actually developed recurrence in the liver and bone. And by the time treatment was getting ready to be started, it was a PS2, although it was, again, Child Pugh A disease, and was started on reduced dose sorafenib, 400 milligrams a day, and actually responded, did well, but had significant diarrhea to the fact that he actually had to be hospitalized. And the question the doc has is, what do? You have a patient who's responding but is having serious toxicity and on reduced dose sorafenib. How would you think through that situation?
Sure. Well, I mean, first, it's always exciting to see a response because radiographic response per se with sorafenib is very uncommon.
I know. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's good. I don't see that every day.
You do not. But we've seen them. And I think that's a person where you definitely want to try to get them through treatment. So, you know, one strategy there is to just keep dose reducing. And to be honest, one of my patients with sort of the best and longest responses to sorafenib was someone who did have a lot of difficulty tolerating it. And eventually I had him down to one tablet every other day, and he tolerated that and stayed on that for quite some time. So for this particular patient, that would be my answer. You know, the average benefit of sorafenib is such that if a patient doesn't tolerate it well, I'm not going to push it like that. But I think that particular scenario warrants doing whatever you can to get them through it.
So a couple other questions that came up that we put out both to the faculty and the audience. One was the issue of a patient with Child Pugh B cirrhosis and the use of sorafenib. We said it was a 60-year-old patient. The audience, most would use it, but the most common answer was 200 milligrams BID. That was the same answer most of the faculty gave. The other question was, what's your second-line therapy? And of course, this is kind of changing. And we said in a patient, again, this patient who'd had problems with sorafenib, and the audience would generally go to regorafenib, but was split between whether to use the standard dose or reduced dose. But interestingly, almost the same number of people would want to use a checkpoint inhibitor. When we asked the faculty, most would use regorafenib, a couple at reduced doses and a couple people at standard doses as second line therapy. And actually one person would use a PD-1 antibody, Dr. Marshall. First of all, getting back to the issue of sorafenib with Child Pugh B, how do you approach dosing? And then how do you think through second-line therapy?
This is a difficult clinical scenario even to begin with, forgetting about the second line for a moment. You know, a Child Pugh B patient would not have been included in the SHARP study. The subsequent registry, the Gideon registry, suggested that average survival or median survival for patients with Child Pugh B cirrhosis who got sorafenib was only about 4.5 months. So I think the first thing a clinician needs to do is ask him or herself, you know, am I really doing the patient a favor by giving sorafenib? That's an important question to ask. I think we all tend to do it in our younger patients and, you know, patients who look good in spite of being a Child Pugh B cirrhotic. So when I decide to do that, I definitely reduce the dose at the outset. And I think 400 milligrams a day or 200 milligrams twice a day is a reasonable way to start there with escalation if you feel like you can. Interestingly, in the Gideon registry, the toxicity profile in the Child Pugh Bs was not that much different than it was in the Child Pugh A patients. So I think you can argue to start at full dose, but I think we see enough problems, it's probably better to start low.